prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and this is the 30th of December 2020, the last broadcast for me this year. Hard to believe that 2020's come and gone. 2016, so just a couple of years ago, Trump's going to come in and he's going to save the country. Well, obviously, it didn't work out that way. But nonetheless, we're going into a brand new year. We're going to discuss that in a few minutes about next year. Don't miss it. I think you're going to hear what's going to be coming down in the next few months, all right? We'll be in office tomorrow. Lord willing, from 9 to 4 Eastern, take phone calls, take orders, just say hi, whatever you want to do. We'll be here in office to share with you some for our last time this year. And I hope that you'll take time and call and say hi to us. Crystal will be here. Judy will be here. We'll all be here trying to keep our thing caught up and back in the groove again, so to speak. After tomorrow, you won't see more until next year. I can't believe I'm talking about 2021, folks. I graduated high school in 1966. And we talk about the big bicentennial coming up in 1976. I thought that's forever away. And back then, to me, it was forever away. My goodness, how time goes by. But anyway, tomorrow's our last day to order the specials also. Now, folks, I would urge you, if you like REM sleep or Tranquil or both, get them no later than tomorrow because they'll be going off sale. And you can get two bottles for the price of one. Two REM sleep, $28.95. Two Tranquil, $28.95. Or one of each, $28.95. That includes the delivered price. Don't wait past tomorrow if you use the product. If you can do it at all, get it tomorrow. After tomorrow, it's back to regular price. Of course, our special in the three books been offering now this month. It's Cremation Christian, Great Britain, and the U.S. and Prophecy. Warning, 1965, three terrific little books for $18 for you to look at. And I hope you'll get them. I hope you'll read them. Hope pass them to your friends. And a 33-page report on COVID and some of the vaccination. All 33 pages, $5 delivered. We just want you to make copies and share it with your friends. And if you did not receive January's magazine this month, the magazine is all about the COVID hoax. It's full of information that you can share with your family and friends, folks that could literally save their lives and maybe their souls. And it's free. Just email me or write and tell us your email address. We'll send you a copy of it. Email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. Get a copy of January's magazine and then share it with your friends. Pass on everybody you can. Please, it's important. And the CD of Dr. Kerry Madej, I'm going to talk about this a couple more days next week and I'm going to shut up about that. The CD I did that with the program of Dr. Kerry Madej that would tell you about what's in the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine. If you Don't take my word for it. Take a doctor's word for it. Then search it out for yourself even further. Check it out, Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and many, 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 many others that are trying to warn you what's in the vaccine. Some, a year or two ago, maybe longer, we were talking about developing a vaccine that would kill the God gene in people. The gene that comes in us that makes us search for a God. They want to kill it. Could these nanobots be the killing mechanism for that God gene? I don't know. But I'm not going to take it. And believe me, folks, if you think 2020 is bad, 2021 is going to scare the pants off of you. And I want to tell you why in a minute. But that's the truth. We're going to have church this weekend, Lord willing, starting at 10:30. You can join us if you want with prayer requests and testimonies and some singing. We'll have a brother, Pastor Mine, Pastor Tyler Arbogast, be there with his wife Olivia, and they will lead some singing, some guitar playing. Love for you being joining us on that 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to do a 2-hour teaching, tying current events in with it, entitled From the Mask to the Mark. Probably one of the top 5 teachings I've ever done in the rank of importance. Now, you don't have to believe me. You don't believe a thing I tell you. You may think I'm just blowing smoke. You know, that's something I never could handle, somebody being dramatic. I'm telling you the truth because I care. You believe or not believe it, do what you want to do. It's up to you. But 10:30 Eastern time, if you want to watch us live, go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Find a live stream and click on There We Are. Or call us on the phone at 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866. I hope you'll join us. I truly do. I know that I've made a lot of enemies over my lifetime preaching. I've been on the radio 29 years this coming March. I know I have. We're about ready to step into a new year. And I've told the truth in the past. I'm going to tell the truth now. I can say this before my Father in heaven with a pure heart. I've never intentionally lied to anyone in this audience in 29 years, and I never will do it. We're about ready to step into a brand new year. We're going to see more confusion, strife, and violence. I'm telling you the truth. And why? Oh my gosh. We get a lot of reasons why the COVID hoax is growing. We're not letting up, and they're flat lying to us. Had a reporter go into some hospitals, it's on our website, PastorButch.com. Look under health news and government cover-ups or under COVID hoax. You'll see a guy walking into huge hospitals, right in the ER. Not one person in the ER. He asked him, where are the sick patients with COVID? And he's told to get out. In California, they tell us to put them in waiting rooms and in gift shops. People, how can we be so stupid? They're going to bring in the new strain. It's already started in UK. One case in the United States. It's supposed to be 70% more deadly than the COVID-19. Yes, folks. There's going to be more crackdowns than those of us who won't play the game. We're going to see it come the time when you can't travel across state lines without a COVID passport. You certainly won't be able to fly, especially internationally, without a COVID passport. You're going to find more businesses as this new strain makes it in. They're going to be told to shut down, and we'll let you in if you don't wear a mask or proof of vaccination. But now the CDC has said the vaccination doesn't mean that you can't catch it or spread it. Now, you can look for yourself. I'm not lying to you. You know, I'm going to tell you this straight up and down. People can get mad at me all they want to. But you're not going to question my integrity unless you have the gall to prove me wrong, not just say, not the gall, but have the nerve to prove me wrong. The gall to accuse me of lying to you just because you think I'm lying, that's gall. That's an insult. But if you see that I'm wrong, let me know I'm wrong. Whether it be biblically or scientifically, as far as I'm trying to tell you, or historically, you correct me. I never will tell you a lie out of the fear of my God, not the fear of you. Because I give account for your souls, according to Hebrews, the last chapter. And I'm not going. I don't want that on my the blood on my hands, so to speak. I don't want that. But you, if you look in the scriptures, folks, and you follow the Bible, and I hope you do, the book of Psalms, chapter 127, read the first verse sometime. For you Christians out there who are scared to death of what's coming in the future, you're waiting for the rapture. Praying that God will spare us any judgment, no matter how bad we get. And that is foolish praying, by the way. We know that the election was stolen from Trump. We know that's true. We know it's blatantly done. No, way to even try to cover it up, really. They just blatantly did it. I mean, they just stepped right up to the plate and stole the ball game, so to speak. They've been doing it for years, but at least before they somewhat tried to hide it, this time they didn't even really care. It's not going to change anything. Even if Trump would happen to turn this over, it's not going to change anything. It may make things look, it may put a little bit of fear of God in them as far as trying to cheat the people, but it's not going to change anything. Why, preacher? Why won't change anything? Because the people still put their trust in man and man's governments to fix everything. It ain't going to happen. We are now a communist nation that trusts man to tell us everything to do or what not to do, how to do it, when to do it, and how much it's going to cost for us to do it. That's why I'm doing a teaching for them from the mask to the mark this weekend. We got in this mess because we trusted man. Too much. Now we're down to the point when some so-called authority says, wear a mask. We all cower in a corner and say, yes, sir, master, we'll wear a mask. Just save us from ourselves. We're scared to death of everything out there. Just save us. We're scared. That is exactly the kind of sheeple that the New World Order wants, and that's the kind of sheeple that Satan wants. But Psalms chapter 127, verse 1 says that the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my king. He is everything I have in need. He is my provider. He's the one who takes care of me. I mean, it's blatantly open, folks, to what the Bible says. And I take it back. Psalms 127 verse 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman awaketh in vain. That fits right into Matthew chapter 7, doesn't it? Trusting man's own ways and own ideas. I know nobody wants to hear this. I know it isn't pleasant. Psalms 18:2 is what I was talking about before, and I'm sorry about that. But He is the one who provides us what we need. He is a rock. He is our fortress. He's our deliverer. He's our God. He's our strength. He's our trust. We can trust Him. He's our horn of salvation. And Matthew 7 said, well, people build their house upon sand. On the sand, and the storms come and wash it away. Folks, I tell you this, that America had built her house on sand for at least 150 years. Now it's been washed away into the pits of history and into the pits of hell. Psalms 9:17, read it for yourself. We put our trust in man's and man's governments and man's handouts and man's benefits. We cursed our children and our grandchildren. I wish I could tell you it's going to get so much better in 2021. I wish I could tell you that, but I'd be lying to you. Back in 2019, I told you 2020 is going to be hell on wheels. But 2021 is going to make it look like a little tricycle compared to a race car. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you that the Lord our God is our provider and our supplier and our salvation. We got to turn from man and fearing a fake virus. So no, I take it back. The virus is real. But the hoax about it is so deadly, so it's a lie. I played a clip last night, y'all heard it, of a nurse said that everyone who dies, whether it be a car crash or a gunshot wound or whatever, and they tested positive for COVID, we said it's a COVID death. You heard that last night. But the masses would rather listen to Dan, to Peter Jennings, wherever. I don't even watch the news. I don't even know who even the broadcasters are now. I have no idea. I can't stand to watch it. It makes me sick. When I do watch a bit of it, I get sick of my stomach because the first thing's up with the COVID deaths. And in California, they're putting people in gift shops. What in the name of all that's holy are we believing these lies for? And why are we going along with it? Why? Why do you want to believe these lies? The only answer, folks, for 2021 is the people will wise up and stand up and make a difference and scream aloud at the top of their lungs that we're not going to take it anymore. We repent before God. We repent before God. Luke chapter 13 tells us, if we don't repent, we shall all likewise perish. That's on an individual basis. That's on a national basis. Well, Trump better than Biden. Maybe a devil is not as bad as Satan. Maybe a demon is not as bad as Satan, but they're both evil. And neither one, no matter who gets in the White House, is going to save this country if the people don't seek God first. If God is a rock we're to build on, if Christ is a rock to build on, according to Matthew 7 and according to Psalms 18, if he's the one that we need to build on, if he's the one that we need to trust, if he's the one that we have to depend on to be our foundation, all the cries out about the Constitution and Bill of Rights, folks, isn't going to save us. I'm not saying they're not important. People say, well, you said they're not important. I didn't say they're not important at all. I didn't say that. But without Christ as a foundation, nothing will stand. He is the rock and the foundation of all that's going to last. The Bible tells us if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Unless the Lord builds a house, they that labor build it in vain, folks. And they keep watch on their country, it's waste their time. That's what it said in Psalms 127, verse 1. It says, you keep watch for your country in vain. If you watch for the city in vain, thus Christ is there as a center of it all. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Not where the Republican Party is, Democratic Party is, Independence Party of any kind. No, that's not where the Spirit of Liberty is. The Spirit of Liberty must be in the heart of the individuals as Christ is their head. And they demand of their leaders that these righteous laws are obeyed. And people turn from sucking on the government tit and decide to take care of themselves, which ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. We've come too dependent upon them to do that for us. And the kind of preaching I'm doing right now is going to make me a lot of enemies again and again and again. But I don't apologize. I can't apologize for telling you the truth. We are in a vortex of evil. A vortex of vast, ignorant darkness. A pit full of poisonous vipers, and we're in the total dark. We can't even see them. If the light was shining in amongst, it would scare us to death to see what surrounds us, folks. The spirit world around us is much more real than the physical world we can see. And the powers that run this world, and it's, I will say it's spacer right now, America and Israel, by the way, which is as wicked, if not more so, than America. The people in Israel are not the children, are not the people of God, not even close. But let's move on. Because we have let this happen. I said we, I'm talking about me too, in my generation. I wasn't always a believer, folks. I wasn't born again until 1971. And then I was a child in Christ for a lot of years, and I started figuring out some things by reading the Bible and seeing what's happening, and I started getting my eyes open. When I started getting my eyes open to the truth, people started rejecting me. One of the churches asked me to leave. Now that church is literally falling down. He no longer exists. Not because I'm such a great man. No, 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 sir. But because the truth was there, they run the truth off. You see, God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. I encourage you, as we go into a brand new year, that we seek to walk closer with Christ. Pastor Butch Paul is full of faults and failures. I wish to get in sometime you could meet my wife, Marcia Jean, sit down and talk to her and say, listen, tell me about your husband. What is it about him that annoys you? Be sure and bring a legal pad and 2 or 3 ink pens. You're going to need them. I am far from perfect, but I seek to serve my Father in a better way every day. You see, the Scriptures tell us some things, folks, that nobody seems to want to consider or think about. In Proverbs chapter 8, we're told that those that hate God love death. Oh, we have many gods in America. And God, the gods of America are loved by the people. They are. They're loved. Oh my, they're loved by the people. The gods of self-indulgence and lust. The gods of government handouts. The gods of self-worship. The gods of family worship, if you will. The gods that please the flesh. And appease our conscience to the point that the conscience finally just dries up and goes away. To the point that the conscience becomes seared with a hot iron. That's what we become in the nation. We have lots of gods. Oh my, many, 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 many gods. The gods of murdering children. The gods of sodomizing their sons and perverting their daughters. The gods of theft. The gods of fraud. We have lots of gods. The main one is called Satan, though. He's ahead of all those gods. If you mention the God of the Bible, Yahweh God, Jehovah God, His Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, if you mention them and talk about their commandments, their laws, their righteousness, and their just judgments, you're a hater. You're a bigot. And you know the Bible tells us in John, I think, chapter 16, there's a time coming when they will kill us and think they're doing God a favor. That's in your Bible, John 16. Read it for yourself. I'm pretty sure it's John 16. Oh, you get that mixed up with Luke, but I think it's John 16. Where he says, people are going to put you in prison. They're going to beat you and even kill you and think they're doing God a favor. Do you know who those people are going to be? Those are the ones who are going to go to the churches. The 501c3 churches. You see, God never told you to go to church. No, 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 no. Hebrews 10:26 or 10:25 did not tell you to go to church. It said to forsake not the assembling yourself together. You don't have to go to a building to be in church. The building's not the church, it's the people. And if you attend a whorehouse that makes you wear a mask, or teaches you about the pre-trib rapture or once saved, always saved, damnable doctrine, get out of that whorehouse and find you a group of people that believe the Bible for what it says. They're not wearing a mask. They refuse to wear a mask. They refuse to be kowtowed and scared into a corner by government or fear-mongering or news media fear-mongering. They'll stand up in the crowd and be by themselves if necessary and say we're not backing up any further. Thank God some people are starting to do that right now. But where are the preachers of God? Where are the men of God that stand behind the pulpit? I didn't say women. Women have no right behind the pulpit. We're the men of God that will tell you the gospel truth, stand on our hind feet and tell you that we are the men of God not to fear anyone but God Himself. Because men can only kill the body. God can send the soul out to hell. Why do we want to argue with the Word of God? Why are we afraid of what man can do to us? Why are we more scared of a little virus than we are of God Almighty? Oh, but preacher, they put me on guilt trip. They say if I love my family, I'll wear a mask. If I love my family, I'll stay 6 feet away from them. If I love my family, I won't go see them other than the holidays. And you believe that? You believe that? May God have mercy on your soul. You believe that? You walk in that much fear that you will let your mom and dad be by themselves, your grandma and grandpa, your children be by themselves on days that used to be family days because of fear of a virus? Oh, well, what if I catch it and die? Well, what if you do? You still win. What if they die? Hey, if they're believers, they're not going to worry about it. You see, believers don't walk in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, he didn't give me a spirit of fear. If I walk in fear, I'm walking in idolatry. I'm walking in the spirit of Satan, and that is idolatry. I refuse to do that. My family is like your family probably. Most of them like to be together. They like a hug and a kiss on the cheek. They like to know they're loved. Most people are that way. And this social distancing is nothing but a psychological test or a psychological drill, if you will, to destroy the relationships we have with our family and our friends. 2021, my friends, is going to be something in the next few months you're going to have a hard time believing. And back in 2019, I said about 2020, I said, I pray I'm wrong. I don't pray I'm wrong anymore. I'd say, Lord, thy will be done. Back then, I said, I pray I'm wrong. I didn't want to be right. I still don't want to be right. But Father, thy will be done, not mine. Worldwide fear has conquered and destroyed many nations. People are starting to speak up and stand up, praise God, against this. But unless we do it for the glory of God and the fear of God, it will not last. You're like the French Revolution. Remember, if you read about that in history? They cried out for freedom and liberty and brotherhood went into more utter chaos because Christ was not the center of it. We were blessed as a nation. Not by all righteous men. Some are very humanistic that found this country. Some are very humanistic. Very humanistic. And they had plans for this country also. But one time, though, enough of our founders had faith in God to build this nation on the Word of God. The Puritans and Pilgrims made laws. And they didn't make laws. They said, well, just obey God's laws. The legislatures actually met to make sure the Bible was being upheld, not to make more laws. And this nation was found upon the rock of Jesus Christ and it grew and prospered into the mightiest nation that's ever existed on the face of the earth. And then we forgot God. We turned away from God. The rock of our salvation and our foundation. And now we're paying for it, folks. And there's hell to pay yet. And we're just getting started. Back at the break, you want to call, you can. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All right, folks, we're back. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. And if you're going to have church this weekend on a very important lesson, I hope you'll join in. If not, get a copy of a DVD or CD, your choice, From the Mask to the Mark. You don't want to miss that, folks. I promise you don't. Now, I think I've laid out enough foundation to let you understand why we're going into 2021 kind of begging for another tough year, simply because we refuse to acknowledge the one who created this nation, who made this nation great. We've forgotten that. As you remind the children of Israel, it told me, I'm the one brought you out of the land of Egypt. Remember? I'm the one that fed you in the wilderness. I'm the one that gave you water and wilderness. You remember that? You remember me? They forgot him. And they sinned against him. Well, who's the one that delivered us as a nation? Nope. Most people never know this. And young people never not taught in the schools. True history has been defiled. Now they're destroying more of it. And Karl Marx himself said, if you destroy the people, you destroy the, if you destroy the history, you destroy the people. That's where we are. But now let me switch gears a minute now. And the lines are open. If you will call, you don't call, Mike, the last chance call this year in the program, that's up to you. I can't do anything about that. But we're here for you to talk to us tonight. On the other side of the coin, the chance to glow in the dark is going to get greater as we go into further into this next year. As the darkness increases, our little light can shine even brighter. Most of y'all have never been in a coal mine. I worked in coal mines. I tell you right now, my friends, you haven't experienced darkness until you experience the darkness where you can't see. Period. You can feel the heat from your hand, but you can't see your hand. But if somebody strikes a match 100 yards away in that mine, in that pitch blackness, it shines and stands out like a lighthouse on a beach. You see, with the little fire we have for us in Christ, so we can increase, if we will, asking more faith and power of the Holy Spirit, the light you have will be needed much more in 2021 than it was in 2020. Why don't you trim your lamps? Make sure you have plenty of Holy Spirit, the oil, for those lamps. Seek the face of our Father and ask for direction and increase in faith and knowledge in Him, so you can be a light to those who are seeking for light and groping in darkness. Oh, many people flee from you because they hate the light. Evil doesn't like the light, and when the evil deeds are exposed, they flee from it. But some are actually searching, my friends. Some are searching. I'm so humbled to have people listen to this program now for over 20 years. I think of Gary in Arizona is one of them. That's amazing to me. So I'm going to get emails from Australia, donations from Norway and France, and emails from Russia and Greece. Got a phone call from Greece some time ago. It is so humbling because they're looking for truth. And if I have a little bit of light, I want to let it shine. Christ told us, don't hide in a bushel. Don't hide the light. You may be the only light people are going to see, my friends. You may be the only hope they can see in the future. Don't take it from them. Let the light of Christ shine through you and open yourself up so you'll shine brightly. Don't cover it with a bushel basket of fear and dread and torment. Don't do that. Throw off that covering shield so your light can shine forth and people can see there's a hope in you that you can explain to them quickly and precisely and lovingly what it is about you that makes you different. Do that. Start with your own family. And just listen to World News tonight, what I could stand of, and they said that the young people kill themselves in record numbers. Young children are killing themselves in record numbers. This depression, this fear, this stress is destroying lives in so many different ways. And the one news broadcast, a 16-year-old boy killed himself. And his mother said he was always a warrior. But he lost that battle. You parents, stand strong for your children. Don't compromise just to go along, get along. Please don't do that. You stand strong for your child. Let them know they can count on you as a mom or a dad. And show an example to them and how you love the rest of your family. Don't allow fear to keep you away from your family. Folks, I realize that if you have a loved one in a hospital or a nursing home, right now, you have a hard time seeing them. And some are laying there lonely and dying, and no one there to comfort them or hold their hand. All they have is maybe a nursing staff or a doctor. But that's not family. We've let fear separate us from our loved ones. We have allowed fear of the disease and fear of man's so-called laws, to separate us from our families. When that loved one is gone, you're going to regret that more than you know. My God is bigger than that fear. My God is bigger than any virus, bigger than any cancer. But you know one thing about the COVID-19 virus did, though. It cured the flu. It did. No one got the flu. It cured cancer. No one died of cancer anymore. You never hear mentioned in the news or heart disease. They've all dropped out of the picture. All of a sudden, they no longer exist in the minds of the mass media and the medical field. They no longer exist. Oh, so what if 300,000 or 400,000 died of cancer last year? COVID is one that's really a bad guy now. So we can forget about the rest of them. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Boy, the lines are quiet tonight. I thought sure it would be the last program, so maybe we'll call in and make a comment about this. 844-769-2944. But in a way of a prayer request from me tonight to you, I'd like to ask two things. I guess the first one's kind of selfish, but we're going into a new year, folks. This program, keeping on the air, does cost money. And I don't take a salary. But I want, by the grace of God, to reach more people. And the only way I know to do it is get on more radio stations, get more exposure out there. I mean, I praise God for those of us even on the internet now. I mean, I just praise God for Kevin in Connecticut has his on his Truth Be Told radio network right now, Truth Be Told radio network, and he also plays our Bible studies on there. I thank Kevin for that. Exposure is important to reach people. I don't get donations from rich people like the ones who support all the other leftist speakers. I don't get donations from even Christian organizations. They don't believe what I'm saying. They're waiting for the rapture. They're not going to worry about me. I'm nothing. But I ask you to pray that I can reach more people in 2021 than I did in 2020. I ask you to pray for one another. That we may learn that we, you and I, need to repent first. And show others how to do that. Maybe by the grace of our Father in heaven, Give us a little reprieve of maybe some normalcy, some sanity for a little while. Let's pray for that, okay? Let's pray for that. The lines are open, 844-769-2944. I do want to hear from you tonight because this, I think, is important. We share with each other while we have a chance. I don't know all the details about next year. Obviously, folks, I'm not into it, and I can't tell you what's going to happen day by day and week by week, but I can tell you this. 2021 is going to be a nasty year for this country. Unless you're ready spiritually and mentally and even physically, you may be in a rough ride ahead. Let's take our first phone call for tonight. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl has been one of the ones listening to this program now for a lot of years. Welcome, Daryl.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Is this the internationally renowned Pastor Butch who's older than the West Virginia Hills?
Well, I feel like that sometimes. I do.
Folks, I can joke with them about that because I'm plowing about six months ahead of Pastor Butch. We're the same age. And I just want to just say everything that Pastor Butch has said tonight, 100% right on, spot on, as they say, right on. Especially about the fact that the two most important things right now is, well, the most important thing is getting as close to God as we can. And that is done by reading God's Word, the Holy Bible, and it's also done by prayer. And we need to be praying for one another like never before.
Amen.
I don't know if the listening audience, Pastor Butch, has been keeping up with the secular news overseas, but it smells a lot to me. It's bad enough what we... By the way, Pastor Butch is 100% right about the... It doesn't matter who gets in there, whether it's Biden comes into office or whether Trump stays in there. I think I've mentioned this before, Pastor Butch, and I think you agree with me. George Wallace is right when he says there's not a dime's difference between the Republicans and Democrats.
That's true. That's true.
The only difference between the Republicans and the Democrats is that liberal Democrats who control the Democratic Party or Democrat Party take us into socialism and a totalitarian Orwell 1984 government at 100 miles an hour. The Republicans take us in at 80 miles an hour. What's the difference? The destination is the same, but how we get there is just a little bit faster, it seems, sometimes with the Democrats and the Republicans. Almost every single congressman in the House of Representatives and those in the Senate, been well documented, have been compromised one way or another through these sex parties they throw for them, alcohol and or drugs, and then film them when they're a little bit out of it, which is a favorite, by the way, CIA, KGB trick, having cameras behind a mirror or something where they take... So these people are compromised. It doesn't matter whether it's the Republican or Democratic side of the House. So don't look for Donald Trump to save us. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they've got a couple scenarios running. But back to the international news, Pastor Butch, the Russians and the Chinese are doing joint military exercises, flying their bombers and stuff together.
That's right.
And you've got Iran being identified as a boogeyman. And those of us who, Pastor Butch and me, well, were born just a little bit after World War II, and we've read a little bit about World War II, that thing was a total setup. They played off the communists, you know, the liberal left side, against the so-called right side. But the right side was called Nazism, which was National Socialism. So whether it was the Nazis occupying different countries or whether it was the communists occupying different countries, the same thing happened in each one of those countries. And that was that they went after the enemy of people who were intellectuals, people who were patriots. Both sides killed as many of those people as they could. And
true.
I smell World War III getting ready to break out, and they've got this COVID and everything running in the U.S. They've got us any which direction we turn, we're going to get totalitarian government, and it's going to make 1984 on look like 1984 on steroids, because look at all the high-tech stuff that they got, Pastor Butch, whether it's CIA, KGB, which became the FSB, SVR, whatever. They all are run by the same people. And again, the main targets are almost always Christians, but especially Bible-believing Christians. In some cases, in World War II, they went after Jews also, but and they went after Orthodox Christians quite a bit, because those are historic enemies of the people that are running things at the top. So, Pastor Butch, thank you for having the courage to speak out and to tell us not to put our faith in man. The Bible says we're to put our faith in God and His Word. And so, kudos to you and to Marcia Jean Lisa and Judy and the folks that work there, Phil Hudock, you guys are doing a great job. And I'd urge everyone, do you still have the book, the 411-page book by John Daniel, The Grand Design Exposed?
Oh, yeah. I got some room left.
That's still available, folks.
Piece.
I'd urge you to get that.
$10
I'd urge you to get that book and read it, because it'll tell you about a lot of the people running things behind the scenes. And if he still has 1828 Webster Dictionary, one of the best dictionaries I ever saw. So support Pastor Butch and help yourself by getting some of the materials that he offers. And God bless you, Pastor Butch, and
thank
you for being there.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks for being with us so many years. Folks, I'm going to say this, come back to the phone call. I'll make one statement here. Watch for Israel to announce that their Messiah has come. Getting that from different sources, and I've done some research on myself, Israel could be announcing in the next few weeks, couple months, that their Messiah is here. Not, that's prophecy, folks. Pay attention to that. Let's go next to Ohio, and let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, are you there, sir?
Hello, Pastor Butch?
Yes, sir.
I agree with everyone that man said just before me. Man, you're a brave man of God. You're giving the good watchman's warning, and you're a great blessing to all of us.
Well, thank you.
You know, be able to listen to you. But there's a great watchman also. His name's Stephen Ben-Noon. His website's called Israeli News Live. And on his website, he's got a YouTube message that Iran is bracing for an imminent attack of by Israel on their nuclear facilities.
Yes, that's true.
And, This could cause serious problems.
World War III will probably start in the Middle East. We know that scripturally, so it could happen any day now. Any day.
And there's a big pastor, Pastor Jeffries of the big Baptist church in Texas. He says the vaccines are a present from God. He calls them a Christmas miracle.
Oh, my goodness.
And people, you got to watch who you're listening to. And I got an article
here
also. Pray for us up in Ohio. Ohio authorizes military to begin mass injections of citizens with COVID-19 vaccine by the National Guard. It's Major General John Harris and members of the Ohio National Guard will begin receiving doses of COVID-19 vaccine, clearing the way for them to assist in vaccinating all Ohioans. It's pretty serious stuff up there.
Oh, yes, it is. It's coming everywhere, brother. Everywhere. Everywhere.
It's going to take a lot of faith and courage and trust in the Lord.
Yes, it is.
Stand against this.
Yes, and 2021 will be a rough year. Well, thank you, Bruce. Thanks for being there for us, and thanks for helping us. I appreciate it.
And check out Israeli News Live, Stephen Ben-Noon.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Very good call, as always. You know, I'm blessed to have some of the smartest and the sweetest people in the world in the audience. Let's go next to our friend Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in and welcome.
Hi, Bushka. Since I called in yesterday, I'll be real brief on this. First of all, I want to thank you for another year that we've had together. We've been together for such a long time.
Yeah.
And you have been a blessing to me. And
right back at you.
And I hope that maybe I've been a blessing to you, too.
You have been. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Just knowing you're out there all
anyway,
the time, and it's a blessing. And we appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to give a little praise report. You know, we were kind of restricted here when a COVID thing happened. So I didn't have as many outreaches as I've usually had. But for this year, we did 37 sidewalk handheld sign displays. We only got to go and set up a big display at the college one time this year because they were closed most of the time. And we had nine displays, street displays with all the signs. You know, that's like 25 of the big signs that you used to get
right,
pictures.
Right, right.
And so we don't know how many minds, that hearts that we turn, you know, away from Satan unto God. But the Lord does. And you know, we just pray that he opens the eyes and the ears and the hearts of people as they see the signs and put natural affection back in this nation.
Amen.
So we have been blessed, you know, to be able to go out and do that. And I've been blessed too, you know, with some of the people that, you know, like a few weeks ago when you had Jeff White from Survivors on your show, and he got to talk to many people too. And see, this has been a team effort between me and you for a long, long time, and my wife and I certainly do appreciate you and everybody there.
Thank you. I just wanted
to thank you for another year together, and I pray that no matter what happens, we will all love each other as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. One more thing.
Amen.
You were talking about, Jesus said, where two or more gathered in my name, I will be in their presence.
That constitutes
a fellowship, people, right there.
That's right.
And that's what we have here. We have four people we meet all the time because we're on the street all the time. And we meet and we fellowship and we pray and we read scripture together. So that constitutes what people would call a church.
Amen.
Which is really the assembling of the called out ones. Thank you so very much.
You're
God
welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's go next to Ariel in Maryland. Ariel, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
I heard you admit to some faults tonight, and I've never heard that from another preacher or rabbi or any man of God, and really surprised me. And I know I'm following the right person. And I just wanted to say I got your letter, and I'm sick with cancer, but I'm feeling better, and I'll soon be answering. So
thank you
very much.
Thank you for being there, brother. And won't you give Dr. Rodriguez a call? Just call him, talk to him. It's free. Ask him some questions about what's going on with you.
Okay.
Write this number down. You call him and tell them I sent you over. I'm going to give you the number to his personal secretary. Okay?
Okay, let me get it.
And tell her that I sent you over.
Okay,
I got to find the number here. Okay, I'm trying to find it real quick. I wish I should have memorized, but I don't. Let's see. Where is it? I tell you what, call the office tomorrow if you will. Here it is.
Okay.
800.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
0212.
Okay, got it down.
Teresa will answer the phone. Now, they're 3 hours behind us, but Teresa will answer the phone. Tell her I sent you down. Talk to him, okay? He will talk to you.
Okay, will do.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. God bless you, Ariel. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. I was going to play a song tonight, but I don't think we'll have time, but we'll get it later on. Let's go talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, are you there? Come on in.
Yeah, I'm here, I think. How about yourself?
I'm never all here, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know these people. They don't seem to understand. The problem is these Jews. They're not Jews. They never have been Jews.
Now, that's a good point. That's a good point, folks. We're not blaming the Jews. The Jews aren't the problem. It's the ones who call themselves Jews, which are not. They're Satan's synagogue. Anyway.
And they're bad up there and all over in every state of this country. That's what's really basic.
They're all over, and they run the nation of Israel, too. That's why it's so wicked. That's exactly right.
And they run China and Russia and Europe.
Yeah, that's very true. They have a second runner-up right close to them would be the different so-called denominations that are falling for all the snares of Satan. That's a good point. Mick, we're down to this last minute or so. Real quick, what else you want to say?
That'd be it.
Okay. Order your REM sleep before tomorrow's over, because the sale goes off Monday, okay?
Yeah, put me on that list, okay?
Okay, you call me tomorrow and remind me, please.
sure of it.
Okay. Talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you. Folks, done. Last 3 minutes. I'm going to very quickly, Todd, if you will, cue that song up. We're going to play this song, and I think I'll be on. It'll be long. Sure enough, I'll be back home before we go off the air, but we'll close this song if we have to. Play the song by the McCameys entitled Getting Used to the Dark.
Christian lives are wrecked by sin, and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being a shining light, we're just doing right in our own eyes. As Christians, we're not doing our part. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark. Yet we don't think this world's really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burdened for the sinner man. Won't give our brother a helping hand. It's time we show the world a little spark instead of getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark.
Alrighty, folks, that was right down to the wire, and the last broadcast for this year, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, because of the one who's in me, not Butch Paul, but the one who's in me, loves you. I'll be here for you as much as possible. I'll help if I can. I'll never lie to you in purpose. I'll be with you, folks, as long as I can be on the radio, as long as you help me, I'll be here. Have a wonderful night. I'll see you in the office tomorrow, okay? Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.